and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Ever getting closer to that opening day of firearm deer season, but there's still plenty of bow season left. Encouraging you to get outdoors, man, and enjoy it. And make sure you take our fine sponsors with you. Make sure you take Conquest Sense with you using Evercalm VS1. Driving down the road the other day and saw heard a deer off to our east as we were going north. And some crazy activity being done by a couple of the does out there. And we're going to talk with Doug Roberts a little bit to find out what's going on with the rut this year. Are we getting closer? Is it going to be sooner than later? We're going to find out with Doug. Also, we'll talk a little bit about the Conquest Scents, like the Scent Calm, Evercalm, and the new Scent Fire device, which is a vaporizing scent dispenser, which is absolutely fantastic. But we are a couple of weeks away from firearm deer season, and that's where we're going to bring in Mike Green, one of our great sponsors and the owner of Not Just Guns in Mason, Cedar Street at 127. You hear us talking about the auctions on Wednesday night, and they are getting ever popular as we are getting closer to the firearm deer season here in Michigan. Mike, how are you, sir?
Fantastic.
Dude, you never stopping. And, well, you know, the amazing thing that you can stop for us for a little bit of chat is always impressive. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been an early morning. Morning auction's always busy for us. We get in here about 4:30, and we don't stop.
You know, and I was in there the other day, and, you know, aside from your friendly staff, and I do say that with all honesty because we've talked about this before. You go into some gun places, and it's kind of an awkward feeling, especially if you've never looked for a firearm. But I walk in the door, I got like 2-3 guys ready to help me, and they're already waiting on somebody else, but they want to make sure that I'm taken care of the minute I walk in. And that is so important, first and foremost, is to feel comfortable when you walk into a firearm store, especially if you've never purchased a firearm before in your life.
It is. You know, we want to get to know our customers. We're not here to just peddle product, and nothing to take away from anybody else or any other business model, but we're here to give information and treat people the way they want to be treated and help you make an educated purchase. We've all spent money and had second thoughts or regrets or buyer's remorse. We don't want that to happen. We want to get to know you first, and then we'll help you fill your needs.
And that's the great thing, too, speaking with Mike Green from Not Just Guns and Mason. Mike, what I really like about the Wednesday night auctions, now, mind you, I've never purchased, but the commercials speak for themselves when they say, look, if you buy it online and you don't like it, we're going to make sure you like something.
Absolutely. We guarantee everything. All of our used items are 100% guaranteed. If you don't like the color of it, bring it back.
Now, that's pretty amazing. I got to tell you, when I heard that, I'm like, whoa. I got to hear that again. I got to make sure before I go and say something, make sure that spot was accurate. But it is. And that's a beautiful thing about firearm dealers. Now, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming firearm deer season. Of course, in Michigan, the below 57 rules have changed. Everybody knows north of 57, you can use a rifle. Now, below 57, it is a straight wall firearm cartridge. And the 450 Bushmaster model and the 350 have taken off huge, and you've got some deals going in on those firearms.
We do. We've got an incredible amount of inventory left. Ruger was doing their dealer packages where you buy so many firearms and you get a discount or get something free. We cost average those in, brings the price down, you make the same margin, and allows you to sell that thing at or below dealer cost to buy one. So we've got quite a bit of inventory that's still left from that. We've knocked the prices down lower. We're doing a little preseason sale. We've got 15, 16 different models of 450s, probably 10, 11, 12 models of 350s, left-handed guns, right-handed guns. We've got guns from $299, $259, all the way up to the sky's the limit. Neck and neck this year, 350s and 450 sales, or neck and neck.
Talk a little bit about the advantages, I mean, of the 450 or the 350 down here in southern Michigan, because for the longest time we'd not been able to hunt with a rifle, an honest rifle, for a lot of years. I mean, as long as I can remember, it's always been shotgun only with a rifled slug. Then we had these bull barrels shotguns that are tack drivers at 200 yards, these 20 gauges, and things like that. But now we can actually use a rifled, an actual rifle down below 57.
Correct. It's 35 caliber or larger. Cartridge has to be straight walled with a minimum case length of 1.16 and a maximum case length of 1.80 inches. What that means is cartridges like your 357, your 44 Magnum, that were typically shot out of revolvers, now those can be shot out of carbines, bolt action, single shots, etc. And then the 450 Bushmaster, which was always around, wasn't a real popular cartridge, was originally shot out of the AR platform. Now that falls into that category. And this year, with the introduction of, in last January, of the 350 Legend, that's a 35 cal, straight wall cartridge, meeting all those requirements. So now you've got a firearm that's capable of 300, some people pushing it past the 300-yard mark, and they're shooting extremely accurate groups at long range like that. It's just changed everything.
Yeah, I tell you what, I remember when Ruger first came out with the 450 Bushmaster, I mean, you couldn't keep them on the shelf. Between you and some other guys I know with gun dealerships, you couldn't keep them in. They're gone, and now this 350, I can't even imagine what that's doing.
It's crazy. Every year, we literally sell thousands of those guns. They sell all year long. They get hotter as we get towards season. I swear, I keep thinking everybody has a 450. We still have people coming in that didn't know there was a straight wall cartridge law that allowed you to hunt down here with a rifle. They're coming in to get shotgun shells, or maybe look at upgrading a shotgun, and we tell them, well, you can hunt with a rifle down here. So, yes, we're still selling just insane amounts. We're restocking daily. The distributors are running low. The guns are, you know, becoming a problem to get a hold of the popular ones. It's the game we play. A lot of guys wait till closer to season, and things get tougher to obtain.
Well, I got to tell you, and I always make that complaint, Mike Green joining us here from Not Just Guns and Mason, one of our great sponsors here on Wild Michigan. Mike, I always make that complaint about the person, guy or gal, doesn't matter who it is, the person that waits till November 14th to sight in. I'm trying to squeeze in some last-minute bow hunting, and then the person on the property behind me is touching off rounds, and they're out running around and doing this, going back and forth, checking their shots. Look, they're great. They're property owners. I love that, you know. But, geez, really? The 14th? Set it up in May and put it away.
It's crazy. I would like to see people get a head start. You know, the gunsmith's just buried. He's pulling 16, 18-hour days, mounting, remounting, fixing guns. You know, guys pull them out that week or two before. They get them out, take a couple shots. Something's not right. Maybe they have a problem. The earlier we can get on this stuff, not only does it less shooting in the woods, less shooting on the property, disturbing the bow hunters, but it gets a chance to get the stuff done right in a timely fashion so that everybody can get their stuff handled. Guys, you know, he's just so backed up that it's hard to take on any other work but the guys that are hunting right now. It's really just that busy.
Well, a little word of advice, just in case you happen to pop into Not Just Guns, excuse me, to have some work done, expect a little wait. Their guy is busy, but we're going to talk more about that here in a second with Mike. Hang on the line if you don't mind, Mike.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk more with Mike Green from Not Just Guns here. So much going on, the 450 Bushmaster, the 350 American, and, of course, Ruger, Mossberg, all kinds of great firearms out there. We're going to talk a little bit about maybe some of the older stuff you've got laying around, what to do with it, and how popular is it still? Because Mike and I had this conversation the other day when I popped into Not Just Guns, and, well, I want to find out what the trend is. So stick around. We got more coming your way. We're being brought to you by Conquest Sense and Not Just Guns. We are Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors. Thank you from Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Of course, Veterans Day coming up this month in November. Every day Veterans Day here on Wild Michigan. We thank each and every one of you. Veterans, those families that they some have left behind, we appreciate you as well. Without you guys, we don't get to do what we love to do, and that's talk about the outdoors, about hunting and fishing and shooting and all the things that make this country great. Mike Green, Not Just Guns, is joining us right now, and keeping the future of what we love alive is, you know, takes a little more work, I think, on our part because we are so busy. We have so much to keep our heads above water nowadays. Before, you could support a family on a single income. No longer the case. Mom and dad both work and then try and juggle everything around with the kids. Or even if you don't have kids, you're trying to juggle everything around just to make your own life work. But getting kids outdoors and to be part of what we do as hunters, as anglers, has always been something that's a priority of this show and of my personal life. And Mike, we talked a little bit about the 350 American here a second ago, but you're telling me, see, I've never shot that particular firearm myself, that round, and you're telling me that there is room to start out young and grow, and even other people that don't like something with such recoil, this is going to be the perfect round for them.
It really is. The 350 Legend, it's branded or marketed as the fastest straight wall cartridge in the world. That's their marketing scheme, and it technically is, but it's a smaller diameter bullet. It has a lot less recoil, and the manufacturers started producing guns right off the bat, right out of the gate, with a compact youth gun and a full-size gun, and a lot of the manufacturers have got adjustable length of pull, so they can buy a gun, pull a spacer out, start a youth or a shorter arm person, man, woman, child, whoever. And as they grow, or if multiple people want to use a gun, it's user adjustable. Lot softer shooter than the 450, and it's been great this year. We've got a lot of people who the 450 was just a little too much for them, who are coming in and buying the 350, and the feedback is just great. It's opened up a whole new world for them.
You know, I look back, Mike, and we talked a little bit about this at my visit to your shop there in Mason, that because things are changing, composite stocks have taken the place of the old heavy wooden stocks, materials are much lighter, the overall complexion of the firearm has changed dramatically, and this is allowing, I mean, this isn't Dad's big 12-gauge anymore. You know, the old Auto 5 Browning that, believe me, when I shot at 12 for the first time, I really had to check myself and wonder if I really wanted to do this because it really laid a wallop on me. But it's no longer the case, and you can grow with these firearms as well.
Absolutely. It's a lot softer shooter. They compare it and say roughly it's 20% less recoil or perceived recoil than shooting a 243. So you're talking about a pretty soft shooting gun that's going to appeal to everybody. Doesn't have a lot of limitations we have when we go to a shotgun and we go down in size from a 12 to a 20 or a 20 to a 410. Going from like a 450 to this, it's not really a compromise. You still have a fast, flat shooting cartridge. You're still able to shoot it, you know, really close to the same as a 450. So it is. It's a lot better platform for somebody that doesn't want the recoil and would like to spend less on ammo. They started right out the gate with this round with full metal jacket target round. So it's a year-round gun. It's not just a gun that we put in the closet and dust it off a month before season. It's a gun we can shoot all year.
That's amazing. Mike Green, Not Just Guns, joining me right now. I want to talk real quick, too. You can buy suppressors for these, too, correct?
Absolutely. About 2.5 months ago, we got our first 350 suppressors made right here in Jackson, Michigan from GSL, and they're fantastic. Hearing safe, we even have subsonic ammo for the 350. If you want to go out and really shoot quiet, it totally changes everything. We don't think about what's going on when we fire these guns in a hunting blind or, you know, in close proximity to somebody or ourselves. We're shooting these things with no hearing protection most of the time, and when we're doing that, we're taking a toll on our hearing. Now you can put a suppressor on the 350 and shoot it, and it's totally hearing safe.
Yeah, I wish I would have had that when I shot my elk here a few years ago. I didn't have my hearing protection in, and I'm still paying for that whole thing. But you know what? It's just a part of what we do and what we love, and I don't think I'd trade it for the world. Now, let's talk a little bit about the older firearms that are out there. You have this auction that comes up on Wednesday nights. What happens if we've got some older firearms? You know, how do we handle this? Shotgun, rifle, or even handguns, you know, to bring them to you. What do we need, aside from it being, you know, unloaded and you know, at least clean?
Well, we'd prefer you bring it in a case. If you're not going to bring it into a case, please come in the store first. Let us know that you're about to come in with a firearm. We'll help you with it. We want to safety check every gun the second it comes in the door. Safety's priority one. But bring them in to us. If they're not coming in a case, again, please step in the store. Let us know you're about to bring one in. If you do bring it in a case, we'd like you to leave it in the case. Let us get it out. Let us safety check it, and we'll move on. But bring them in. We've got lots of options. We can sell them consignment for you. We can buy them. We can trade. We do all three. Our auction gives us another platform where we're putting it out in front of over 800,000 registered viewers. It's maximizing the value by putting it in front of more potential shoppers.
Now, what if I have, let's talk handguns real quick. What is the proper procedure? What type of paperwork do I need? And what happens if I have a handgun that was passed down and I don't really have any paperwork for it?
We can help you with that. It happens more often than we like. But these things get passed down through family. Family passes away or friends, and these things are left. We can help you with all the procedures. Bring what you have with the gun, again, in a case. Come on in, and we'll handle all the paperwork here. We'll walk you through the steps. We do everything in-house so that when you walk out, you know what you've done and where you need to go from that step. So basically, you bring a handgun in and sell it to us or have us sell it for you. We will take it out of your name or whoever's name it is. It'll go on to our license, and then we'll sell it from there.
All right. The
worry out of it.
There's a lot of people right now probably listening going, if I'd have known it was that easy, I probably would have, you know, sold this or traded up for this a long time ago. And believe me, you know, sometimes it just takes the most simple conversation like we're having here to get that ball rolling. And that's, you know, why we bring you guys on, not just guns in Mason. If you're heading towards Mason from Lansing, it's real simple. Just South Cedar Street, you'll see Not Just Guns on the south side right there at 127. You know, look them up online, notjustguns.com, the Wednesday night auctions. Mike, you guys and your staff are doing a great job. And I'm going to be out there with our classic rock station on Saturday, November 2nd from 12 until noon. So if you're getting this show right away ahead of some of the air dates, I'm going to be out there from noon to 2 on Saturday, which I'm looking forward to. Looking forward to seeing you guys and seeing what's new because, you know, I've got a few firearms myself and might need something new. So, Mike Green, appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. I can't wait to see you Saturday. It's going to be a great weekend. Lots going on. Big super sale. Come on out.
All right, notjustguns.com with Wild Michigan.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up, turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State. Through our affiliates and all over the world via our podcast on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. And thanks to Mike Green from Not Just Guns for joining us. And coming up in the next hour of the show, we're going to speak with Doug Roberts from Conquest Sense here in a little bit. But we got to talk a little bit of fishing. In between those two other great guests and with the cold weather upon us and what I just noticed on one of our local station's news articles is the possibility of up to 4 inches of snow in our northwest counties. Yeah, you might as well talk a little ice fishing. What better person to do that with is Brian Brosdahl, the bro joining us right now. How are you, sir?
Hey, good to have you. Good talking to you, Duran.
Now, you today, this is funny because when I'm talking to you, I ask you what the temperature's like. You said 20-some degrees, and you've got to get the boat dock out now.
Yeah, normally, I mean, this is cold for here, too. You know, we're northern Minnesota right now, and typically we'd have maybe in the 30s with highs in the 40s or 50s. But right now it's 25 degrees, and the ice is forming around the vegetation, the surface vegetation by the shore in my dock. I'm going to have to chisel it and pull it out because I usually wait to the last minute. I like to go fishing.
Well, welcome to the last minute, bro. Oh, my gosh. But you know what? But see, this is early to talk about ice fishing, and you've got this Bro Roadshow lined up again this year. This is where you come to all these different cities throughout the course, throughout the, you know, the map of the United States and the Midwest here. We get to see you. We're looking forward to doing so. But what are you going to bring, you know, this year with you? Because you always have so much new information. There's new stuff from Northland, from Fraybill that you're bringing. I want to get a little taste and give our listeners a little bit of an idea as to what the Bro Roadshow is going to be bringing this year.
Well, absolutely. We're going to talk about new products and ice fishing. And the simple thing is, it's one thing to be a voice or just an image out there. I want to go to the store so I can actually talk to the people in person. I want to hear their stories. But I'm also there to educate. And, you know, technology does take some time to explain. You know, I always like to talk about what's new and what could help you as far as in the Humminbird Helix line or other stuff that may be out there just to dispel, you know, rumors that ain't true. How does stuff really work, you know, and how do I use it? I'm a fishing guide. I'm worthless in the morning. It's my value is made during the day. And, you know, talk about underwater cameras. You think you can't come up with new stuff? Aquaview has. They got technology that's amazing. And just little subtle things that could change your day of fishing on the ice. Ice fishing used to be drudgery, used to be cold, and we always had fun. I've always had technology since I was a kid. It was kind of a secret back then. Now it's available everywhere. And light tackle, light baits, rods that are designed for ice fishing. You know, it's all about finesse and not some way far away or some tournament. It's how you could go fishing and catch fish. And I show people all the time, and I got clients that are good anglers, but they come because they want to see how I make it happen during the day. And it's not always easy, because, you know, there's pressured spots that are really good for fishing, and you got to get out there and do it. And ice fishing is phenomenal. It's my favorite way to fish. I mean, it's my favorite sport, period.
You know, and that's the thing, too. I mean, look, there are a lot of ice anglers out there that secrets. It's all secrets. It's going to die with them, and that's not been the point of this show. We've talked about that a lot of times, is to bring people like yourself, like Tom Nelson, like Doug Roberts, like all these people that are experts in the fields, and to bring them here to share those secrets and not keep people in the dark. I mean, learning on your own is great, but does that really maximize the minimal time that we have anymore out on the water?
Absolutely. Why keep a secret? It's going to come out sooner or later, and I'm going to be the one to tell you. You know, ripping ice fishing baits, such as a jig and wrap, puppet minnow, but way back when I ripped a jig and wrap 32 years ago, and I didn't, no one showed me. I was just digging through stuff, and I'm like, hey, let me rip this out there, because I was throwing plastics way back then. And then I started catching fish on it, and back then there was a Nils Master lure, and it was a, you know, odd-shaped triangular lure that caught fish. There's one with a dropper hook way back then, and that was in open water. And how do you find stuff out? Tinkering. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have time to tinker, leave it up to me, because I've already tinkered for you. And, you know, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to be in Michigan. I'll be at the Bass Pro Shops on the 9th of January, and then I will be at the Ultimate Sports Show in Novi the rest of the time. feel free to stop down, and I'm there for you. I mean, nobody's really, well, people are sometimes are shy, they're coy, but definitely come up. I want to talk to you and see if I can help you out and learn about ice fishing. Maybe I'll learn from you. I mean, I get some really cool friends in Michigan, and even on the Canadian side that have come and visited me at the show that are excellent anglers, and I think I offer them something, and they offered me some.
Well, you know, it's always been something that, whether I knew it this way or not, everybody you meet knows something you don't, and that's been, a definite motto for this show, because I know knows way more than I do, so that's what makes it so fun.
It's tinkering time. It's time on the ice, staring down a hole. When you're staring at an ice hole, you know there's fish down there, or you don't know, you know, there's fish down there. Well, I've always known there's fish down there. I'll figure out a way to look down there. But if you just think of stuff and to make it happen, and I used to do ice fishing tournaments, now I'd rather just guide people and go fishing. I want to fish. I don't want to have to leave spots because I don't want to catch the fish and come back during the tournament and they're gone. I want to catch the fish. That's the best thing about just going fishing. And I did the ice fishing tournaments, and I did well when they first started. But I'm more about, I love meeting people. Just consider it like being in a bait shop. When you're a bait shop, there's a lot of coffee drinkers sitting around, and you walk in and all the eyes look, and next thing you know, you're carrying on a conversation. That's where you get the really good stuff. That's what it's going to be when I'm at that show. It's going to be crazy busy, but I definitely stop over. I want to say hi, or tell me a story.
Brian Brosdahl is our guest here. You can find a link to his website on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Bro is a pro ice angler and seminar speaker, longtime friend of the show here. Bro, and you know, it was funny when you walk into, like a Bass Pro Shops or someplace, and they have these walls of Northland tackle and Frable gear, stuff like that. It's not there. People need to realize it's not there to confuse you. It's there to help you make a more educated guess as to what's out there. Look, the research has been done. That's why that stuff is there. But bringing guys like yourself out here will help eliminate some of the overall confusion when you're looking at stuff.
Oh, absolutely. It's I'm not there to push a sale on you. I'm just there to talk to you. But there is stuff in the aisles that I've come up with that I've helped design. I always carry a sketch pad, and I transfer ideas to the computer, and I've been doing this stuff. I've designed a lot of tackle, a lot of houses, rods, you name it, throughout the years. Even a technological sled back before they existed. I had the first satellite radio on my sled, not for being out on the ice, but for being in the stores. I used to bring my snowmobile right in the stores and show people the GPS, the depth finder, the camera. And I was the first one to have a technological sled out there. I used to go to the ice fishing tournaments, and it was all about bringing it into the stores. Everybody's got one now.
Sure.
But it's one of those things. It's something you need. As a guide, I needed that. And I know out there's other people who've probably done that because they've had to.
All right.
Just to make it happen.
Brian Brosdahl is our guest here. We're going to check in another segment with Bro coming up next on Wild Michigan, being brought to you by Conquest Scents.
You can join us on Facebook or listen to podcasts, all from our website at wildmichiganradio.com. Now, back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Cross the line at an altitude time. Interstate 94 more miles through the Great Lakes State. Turn it up so the bus ain't late. Another night in Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State, being brought to you by Not Just Guns. Had Mike Green on earlier in the show, and we're going to be out there on November 2nd. So if you're getting to this early, noon to 2, Not Just Guns, I'll be out there broadcasting live. Looking forward to hanging out with you guys, seeing the the new firearms out there, the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, all kinds of great new firearms at Not Just Guns. But right now we're talking ice fishing. The upcoming ice fishing season is almost upon our friends in Minnesota. And, you know, it's going to be here in Michigan before too long. I mean, already up in the northwest corner of the state, they're calling for 4 inches of snow. The colder weather's coming, and the ice, I'm sure, will be inevitable this year. And let's talk about some of the new stuff that the Bro Roadshow 2019-2020 will be bringing. Because you work on this stuff, bro, like last year. And you know, I mean, some of the stuff you're working on last year up into the maybe the springtime, and now it's in production and it's going to be getting out to the shelves. But what are we going to be seeing that's different coming into 2020?
Well, even in electronics, the Helix line of depth finders, they're nice because you can buy a Helix 7 G3 all season, and you can use it on your boat, and you can use it on the ice, but you'll be able to map a lake on the ice now with this new technology. Drill a hole, drop the transducer, and it starts formulating a map. It's really unique, and it's really awesome. If you haven't fished a lake before, it's a smaller lake, and you're kind of wondering why the fish are in a spot, you drill a few holes, it's not going to waste. All your holes, you drop it down, and it makes a depth reading. So it's really cool having a mapping, being able to create a map through the ice. It's never been done before. Plus the technology of being able to see everything that exists below, and then archiving and waypointing and GPS with map chips. You know, map chips, it wasn't that long ago that we didn't have any map chip, where it's like, I call it the cartoon, where it shows where you're at, and then where you're at in a lake, all the depth of the lake highlighted in colors. Mm-hmm. That didn't exist in the old days. You know, call me a dinosaur, but I had the first ever map chip in my possession a year before it came out, with maps of a 65,000-acre lake up here. I was a kid in a candy store. I got to see what stuff looked like. I would go to an underwater point and catch fish immediately. And every time you went to a new spot, there was fish there. Well, now those spots get hit because of map chips, but the new spots are the B spots and the flats and all this other stuff. And this is where this mapping technology is really going to be nice to show you where the depression is. If you got a basic lake, a smaller lake you want to really tackle, why are the sunfish working this edge? Why are the crappies over here? You could see it. And it's just a little, another little thing to have in your arsenal. And then cameras, being able to see that the sun is set and I'm still seeing fish because it's HD. And being able to hook it up to a big monitor, if you do pull out a hard house in northern Michigan, or, you know, the neat thing is, Minnesota doesn't get ice first, I don't think. I think it's the UP. In Michigan sprawls, and it's on both sides of the Great Lakes, and everything happens in Michigan first. So I would say if you're a destination person, you don't mind driving, you know, you'll be able to ice fish before it is around your area right now. But right now we're in 25 degrees. Ice is skimming along the shorelines. The swamps are freezing. But early ice is not safe unless you have safe ice, and 4 inches of ice is what you want, hard, clear ice. And don't push it. Fish where you can to start. I always fish perch and whatever bites near shoreline areas, and I look at maps and Google Earth just to see where I get access shoreline. Now, with Northland Tackle, it's all about glow baits, and it's amazing in these tannic-stained waters how great they work, and they work in open water, too. If you see an ice fishing display, by all means, grab the stuff and use it now. It works really well. And, some of the plastics, the bloodworm, the skeleton minnow, all these little tiny plastics that are great for panfish work better than live bait because they look more like what they're eating. And you don't have to go so micro that you're fishing like you're in Russia for shiner minnows. No, this is real. We're fishing for bluegills, crappies, perch, walleye, northerns. We're not fishing for some fish in the Olympics. You know, you don't need to go super tiny that can't even see the tackle when you're tying it on. But there is a time and a place to go small, 14, 16, and really get the fish. Visit your bait shops. That's what keeps them in business. You know, it's ice fishing is going to be here soon, and I'm going to be there to visit with you guys. I know you're getting ready to deer hunt here pretty soon.
Sure.
Bow hunt.
Yeah, we're bow hunting now up until the 14th, and then the 15th starts our firearm deer season. So there's a lot of duck hunting and everything else. I mean, but the lakes are pretty much going to be empty, and this is where times if you don't want a deer hunt, you can definitely go out and do some late fall bass fishing like our friend Dan Kimmel's doing, or just get out and enjoy, you know, the quiet on the lakes, doing some fishing.
Oh, absolutely.
That way.
One thing I want to mention, too, I helped design some gloves that are coming out. A company that only makes gloves with a crazy name called Fish Monkey. And when you see the Yeti, and it's Yeti because it's, you know, you think of the Himalayas and this creature that lives out there, the Yeti glove, you could go to outer space with this glove. It's waterproof, completely waterproof, but the outer shell absorbs less water than anything else on the market. And I could just imagine construction workers, even on the hunting side, this glove's going to be used everywhere, but for ice fishing, when you get them really, really cold temperatures, you're riding on your quad, your snowmobile, whatever you're doing, they finally have a glove. And it has a ceramic heat retention element in it. It's all new. It's never been designed like this before. And you'll know some of your gloves, when you go to grab a fish or they get in the water, they mm-hmm. become real heavy, and then they freeze.
Right, right.
So if people fishing on Saginaw Bay, you never know. It might be raining, and then it's going to freeze. Well, now you got two iron fists. You can't even move the fingers. These gloves retain less water than anything on the market because the outer shell is waterproof, water resistant. So it's really cool. You got to check it out. And it's a mom and pop company, and I really love working with those smaller companies. That's what it's all about. I mean, we all started, you know, people with ideas in a garage or in a basement. And then mm-hmm. it goes out from there. It's cool ideas to keep the industry moving. And I'll be using Nils Master this year again. They're just the fastest auger. I've tried them all. I've had every auger on the market. And I get other augers to use. They're just the fastest. They cut through real fast. And it's all about being light on foot. Then, you know, even with machines, mm-hmm. safety and light. And we never take risks. And even posting, if you're posting less than 4 inches of ice, you're going to get, I mean, people are going to be hollering at you. You got to prove it, you know. You're out on two, don't show it, because there's going to be somebody that's 400 pounds that shouldn't be on 2 inches of ice out there, and they're going to go through. But ice fishing is fun. We don't get cold like we used to. We're not sweating because we're not carrying as much stuff, and we're catching more fish.
Right.
And, and that's the beauty of it. So get out there, and right now is the time to study your spots and be ready for ice. And the bonus is you can have a meal of fish when you come in. So scouting for ice now is like fishing, but with, you know, but put your thinking cap on. Can I use this spot later? And it's not always about humps. Sometimes it's weed beds, finding mm-hmm. those edges, those peaks, those corners, and why do the fish choose this weed bed over that weed bed? And then, you know, keep an eye on water, especially on bigger waters. Water temperature is a big deal. If you get a heavy wind from the northwest into a southeast bay, and that's normally your sunfish bay, and it keeps blowing in there while it's freezing, the sunfish ain't going to be in there. And if they are in there, they'll die. I mean, because the water temperature, they're looking for that 39-degree water.
Mm-hmm.
And if that water gets down to 33, 34, it's right there at freezing, and those bays will be empty. So look for little clues. As you're in your boat right now, you know, and the best thing is you could fish in the morning and then hunt the afternoon. If you're going to chase grouse or anything like that, you know, they definitely move better in the afternoon. Obviously, turkeys and deer, the morning thing, but there's always a way to feather in fishing into the schedule.
Absolutely.
I figure that out.
little cast and blast with bro.
Yes, absolutely. And so ice fishing, but on the stops, definitely stop over, and you can check it out on the Bro Road Show. Just go to the Bro Road Show, and you can follow what's going on. And not as many dates, but they're still going. That's
all right.
The important thing.
We'll put it up on the website, wildmichiganradio.com. Bro, thank you. Whole another hour coming your way. We're going to kick it off with Doug Roberts, the deer professor of Wild Michigan.